I'm on the phone with Arizona.
Yep, Arizona.
All right, I got both of you guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, these guys are, this is Arizona from Arizona. Great duo. Appreciate y'all for joining me on the NapTown 80 show. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
So how's the weather like? What's the weather like over there?
Oh, it's amazing. It's a little windy, but the sun's out. It's kind of nice.
No.
Yeah. You wouldn't even believe it's, is it winter?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be winter, right? Yeah. You wouldn't believe it.
Man, it's 4 inches over here. It's probably 5 inches here in Indianapolis.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Oh, God. I got to shovel some dang on snow. It's bogus. It's crazy. Yep. Yeah. So, so what you guys been up to, man? You guys are traveling? Are y'all still recording? What you guys up to?
We're still recording right now. We've actually just laid out a plan for what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got some projects lined up. We got some singles lined up. We decided to take a more focused approach. I feel like I'm talking about sports right now. line them up. Yeah, we're just recording. We're just trying to record and get, music out there.
We've been kind of MIA for the past, year and a half or so. And, I think a lot of people may actually have forgotten about us, which is sad, but we're about to remind them all. Because we've been stockpiling music for over a year and a half, and we have so much stuff that we're sitting on right now, we can't contain it anymore. It's literally gotten to the point where we just decided we're going to stop stressing so much about how we're going to release it and just drop it because we need to get something out,
Yeah, you might as well. Because you got so many streaming sites these days. I mean, you could just drop an album today if you want to.
Yeah, facts.
That's true.
And then the most recent thing, can I announce that?
Yes.
Okay, so the most recent thing we recorded, we're actually pretty excited about it. We're still, touching it up a little bit, but we just recorded a remix to Goosebumps by Travis Scott.
Oh, snap. That's dope. That's dope. Remix of that. That's dope. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a minute since that one came out, so we're going to bring it back to life.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, why you guys been out for a year and a half?
Well, see, about a year ago, around this time, actually, last year, literally a year ago, we was out in Florida. I won't get too much into detail, but we was out in Florida. We were supposed to record an album. It did not work well at all.
Mm-hmm.
We got completely screwed over. Sorry. And we came back to Arizona just completely beaten. We struggled to find people that we could trust to help us record the album. It took us 4 or 5 tries.
Yeah.
Before we could actually say screw it, and we just recorded it ourselves. We finally got some equipment and we recorded it ourselves. And when you do things yourself, it takes a while. But in that time, we were so focused on the album, we didn't think about dropping anything else in between. So
right.
Now we're just New Year, we're going to drop the product, and we're going to drop the songs, and we're just going to say, screw it. We're just going to do what we enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Going back to the creating the music, and then we'll learn as we keep going.
We're getting back to our... I feel kind of like it's getting back to our roots, because we actually had a phase like this 2 years ago, where we were just super active, super productive, and playing shows, 3 shows in a weekend, sometimes 2 shows in a night. And I feel like we got so involved with the business side of things and so burdened with the stress of all that I personally feel like I kind of forgot the joy of making music, the whole reason that I started doing this. And so we just decided to go back to that because it should never be work. We love doing this, and that's how we want it to stay.
Yeah.
So we're about to drop a bunch and start playing a bunch of shows.
Yeah,
don't
I mean,
put in the work. Don't put the work in the
when
right.
You love
yeah.
what you do, it's never work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. So, all right, let's have some fun real quick. All right, the number one topic. One of the top 2 topics is going on today, and that's R. Kelly, dumbass. What are your thoughts on that one?
R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait,
okay.
What's going on with R. Kelly?
What? Okay. Well, they have a... Okay, Lifetime decided to come out with a documentary, a six-part documentary called Surviving R. Kelly. And it includes all the young girls he was involved with. They gave their commentary on the 14-year-old girl that he peed on in a video. And they gave their commentary on the time when he was married to Aaliyah. It's been talked about for the past week.
Yeah, I've seen instances on Facebook, like at memes and stuff, but I haven't really paid too much attention because I thought it was just, I didn't know it was anything new going on. I thought it was just like, oh, we're talking about R. Kelly.
Well, right now he just checked into the hospital because he's been having panic attacks ever since this documentary then came out.
Who wouldn't have a panic attack?
Yeah, I mean, that's scary.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's been charges. I think arrest warrants been filed from Illinois and Georgia. So, yeah. So I was just wondering, like, what you guys take on that? I mean, you guys haven't been following up on it, paying attention to it? Because this is one of the greatest music artists of all time, you know?
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Yeah.
I feel like no matter if it's music or media or like movies, actors, comedians, I feel like stuff like this is going to start, not just with R. Kelly, but we're going to be starting seeing more stuff like this.
Mm.
I've been paying general attention to what's been going on, and more people in Hollywood and stuff are speaking up about this. I feel like over the next year, not just R. Kelly, but who knows who else, we're going to be hearing a lot more of this stuff, and people, you know, whether or not we know what's going on ourselves, you know, some of these people got to watch out what's going on because nothing's keeping secret anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like it's kind of always been this way. Like, whenever you get to a certain level of fame and celebrity, you're automatically, you know, thrown into the spotlight. And that can definitely be a double-edged sword. That can be a dangerous place to be.
But it's kind of weird, though, because it's just like with Bill Cosby, right? Like,
I was just about to say something about that
like myself. Go ahead.
Bill Cosby's been famous more than my whole life, and he's just now getting attacked.
Right.
Like, R. Kelly's just now, like, really getting attacked, and he's been around for, you know, for a while, too. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why just now?
Yeah.
Why
I'm not sure. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like momentum building up.
And it was a little bit less covered by the news, but, like, not too long ago, Nelly was attacked the same way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sexual assault allegations. And it's like, it's not safe. It's like, you know, I'm a little bit scared to become famous because we might be.
That's why I'm not going to mess with nobody. I'm not going to mess with nobody.
Yeah, just become open. Well, that's what we are already, you know, today. We're shut-ins. We stay in the studio working all day, every day, so.
Yeah.
What were you going to say about Cosby?
Yeah, I
feel you guys on that because, see, you never know when this, if they got Bill Cosby, they can get anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got this Me Too movement where you can't even tell a woman that she's fine anymore. You know, it's like, whoa, what the hell? It got to that point, man. So
there's this app that I think Nick Cannon is trying to make, or he already made it, called Consent, but it's like CNCNT or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like an app. I actually came up with this idea a long time ago, but I never put too much thought into it.
Yeah.
But it's an app where pretty much if you're going to sleep with someone, you consent with them on this app.
Yeah.
That way they can't do nothing against you. And there's proof. It's like, I'm just like, it's gotten to that point now.
Yeah, which is really sad, honestly.
Yeah, it's really sad. And, you know, that's just part of this industry, man. You know, it's a lot of sex going on, a lot of opportunities to have sex, especially if you're male and when you're famous. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of women that's going to throw themselves at you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Go ahead.
And, you know, I think especially, you know, as, you know, when you're a male and a prominent musician, you know, you have a target on your back because a lot of women – you know, will throw themselves at you.
Mm-hmm.
And once you give in and, you know, you decide you're into this girl and, you know, things get physical, you know, it's hearsay, but she could say at any point, at any time, oh, he did this or, oh, he's that, you know, they can make stuff up literally just for the hype, you know. They can become famous just by making, even if it's false and even if everybody knows it's false,
yeah,
you know, they can drag your name through the mud just to make themselves famous for a day.
Right. Yeah, that's
which is scary.
That's true.
That's
in the palm of your hand. Yeah, it's really.
Well, okay. And aside from that, now we had a little fun talking about that. Now, how did you two hook up?
Okay, so how it happened was we've been in Arizona for only like a little over 2 years, a year and a half.
Yeah.
We've been doing music since 2015. But yep. We've been friends since like 2011, 2012,
2011.
I was actually in another band. I used to be in a metal band, actually. And my best friend was a guitarist. He introduced me to Claude.
Yep.
And, you know, we just hung out off and on a few years. And then one day I learned he was doing French. And I was like, hey, yo, you want to do some French on some songs that I'm doing? Or a song that I'm doing. And he wrote a whole verse in French, which I wasn't expecting, but it was dope. And we started working together. We had another guy working with us, you know, Creepo Diamante. That was for a while. And then...
Shout out to Kipo.
Yep, and we broke off from that, and it's just been him and I, like, going steady for, like, the last 2.5 years, and then after we all split up, a half year after that, then we created Arizona. Working together since.
Yeah, so it was at a party that he just kind of, I mean, we were friends, you know, but more like acquaintances before the music, before the rap, you know, and he approached me at a party. And it's funny because, like, I had just heard that he had, like, just recently put out a couple tracks on Facebook and stuff, like, with rap. And I listened at the time and still pretty much to this day. I pretty much exclusively listen to French music and pretty much only French hip-hop, French rap, French trap. And so I had heard about, you know, he was actually I Killustrated It.
Oh, man.
Wait, this is before I Killustrated It, wasn't it?
No, this was even before that.
This was, like, Mordecai the Rapper, or...?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, it was one of his old pseudonyms, you know, I just heard about it, and I was like, man, you know, I listen to all this French rap, and I was thinking about wanting to ask him if we could do a track together, because I was like, I want to give it a shot. And then, sure enough, I didn't even say anything, and he approaches me asking the same thing. It was like fate. He's like, hey, do you want to be on a song? And what I didn't know at the time was that he just, you know, was asking for something simple and easy, like, hey, why don't you say a couple of things in French, like, spice up the track, it'll be cool. But I was already in the mindset, I was like, I'm going to write a French verse, I'm going to kill it, I'm going to be a French rapper, and that's just, from that point forward, I was decided, you know.
It went back to that second too, because I was at the party, I was feeling lit, I had a couple of drinks and a couple of puffs in me, and I was like,
yep.
That speaks French. Let me put him on a, you know.
It was a fateful day, man.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That was cool. Now you guys, where have y'all traveled to? Where have y'all performed at? No, like. Go ahead.
Sorry, go on.
Go ahead.
Oh, we performed Florida many times. We performed California
a lot.
Times. Colorado. Wyoming. We've been through a couple other states, but shows kind of didn't happen there.
Or they did, but it was like to two people, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, hold on. I'm sorry. Wyoming. Mm-hmm. What's in Wyoming?
Yeah.
They actually got a dope rap scene coming out of there. There's one rapper. They got some rappers that I met. They went to a group called Rhymesick.
Mm-hmm. That's the label.
That's the label. Like, Nexon and Static G, you know, those guys.
And Doc Seuss. Shouts out Doc Seuss.
Yeah, there's actually a little community. Like, when we played the show out there, our first show, they had what's called the Rhymesick Fest.
It was actually really lit.
It was pretty big, yeah. So they actually got a decent scene out there coming out in Wyoming.
And actually, like, out of a lot, you know, the special thing about that show for me was that was the first time we ever – we actually had, like, a group of, like, 9 or 10 girls, you know, like 18, like, young, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, they were, like, they were groupies, and they literally followed us from show to show for a couple of shows, because we were on a tour at that point.
Right.
With Doc Seuss of Rhymesick.
You know, right now I'm laughing as soon as you said, yeah, it was like some girls 18 and 19, they was following you, and I'm just sitting here laughing the whole time. I'm like, oh, man, I'm surprised they you know, survived that. Go ahead.
That also kind of goes in with what we were talking about earlier, you know.
Because I was just thinking that. I just full circle. It just came full circle.
Now, have you ever heard of that before?
Well, some some people get the opposite. Some people go to LA, like, oh man, I'd rather be here, but some people just, you know, prefer where they're from.
Yeah.
Or their area. But like LA too is a lot's been happening in the city. You know, we went to
yeah.
LA, we saw a lot going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to some family. It's just like there's still a lot of great parts, but there's from what I hear on the news, you know, you can't trust everything, but from what I hear on the news, there's a lot going down in LA that's been going down
yeah.
the last few years, so
mm-hmm.
You gotta be careful when you put down.
Well, go ahead. Hello?
The whole trouble that, you know, that we had with all these jerk-offs who were mismanaging our careers and really just gave us a hell of a time, you know, started in in two phases. There was two separate organizations of assholes. Can I say that? Okay. You know, two separate times we got screwed over by two different parties. And the first one started because we played Comerica Theater for the Hip Hop Fest back in 2017.
Uh-huh.
In November. And so that brought in the first wave of just the BS that we had to deal with. And a lot of the time that we spent in LA was right around that time, and it was in cooperation with these guys that were really screwing us over. So that kind of soured my experience of it too. But like, that was just a stressful time in general, but I was definitely very glad to be home back in AZ after we left that.
After those experiences, we've learned that no matter where we go now, we got to make the best of it.
Yeah.
Especially if we're doing everything by ourselves, much as we can, because I don't believe any artist that says they've done it all on their own. They have to have some help. Even the fans, like, your fans are making you rich.
Right.
That's not
right.
You can't pull the money out your ass. Yeah. Everyone has a little help every now and again, but aside from that, if you do the visions that you have, the way that you see the fit, or you learn, and you know, you rely on God and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you go, you can make the most out of it instead of being in other places and being under the thumb of someone else that's just going to ruin that whole experience for you. That's what it does, you know.
That's facts right there. That's a beautiful
that's
thing
facts.
To say. Yeah, those are facts right there.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for all the people that say, oh, man, ain't nobody helped me, man. You know, you had some help. You know, especially a lot of these people that are successful in the hip-hop game, they always say started from the bottom, you know. And then, okay, you did start from the bottom, but your ass had some help to get up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Preach. But there is one thing I think I'd like to add to all that, and that's this is just, you know, something that I've learned personally, which I feel like has been at the root of a lot of the troubles, the hardships that we've been through as a group. And I would like to address this particular statement to any upcoming rappers or musicians or artists of any kind that might happen to be listening today. But, you know, at the end of the day, after everything is said, someone else can promise you the world. They can promise you a lot of stuff, but don't be fooled by that. Be very careful who you let into your circle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, no one is going to care about the integrity of the art that you make the same way that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, it's probably best if you keep your circle small and, you know, and you just do a lot of stuff yourself, because you're going to get the best result from yourself, and you're going to get it when you want it, how you want it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and then those connections you build them up over time, learn to trust.
Yeah.
Because there are trustworthy.
Yes, there are.
But you got to spend time finding them, you know. If you can't be able to do, that's why we work, you know, with respect to Underground, because, like,
yeah.
we have so much history, like, we can look them up when we work with them. It's like, we can trust these people.
Yes.
You know, there's people that we can trust, and eventually we want to be a force that other people can trust.
Yes.
They can come to us, be like, yo, we know how it is, trust us, but just in case you don't, here's our track record.
Right.
Someone comes up to offer you all this stuff and ain't got a track record, you know, and you're asking for all this money.
Don't do it.
Honestly, people are going to get more people are independent than ever before. People
are
going to own production companies. So, of course, they got to get it. It's understandable. But if they're asking for all of this and they can't deliver,
then
you can't see any instance of where they did, then that's a red flag right there. We got sucked into that, and it's just like, we're not going to admit it, but we're telling you right now, like, do research.
And I do everything on a trial basis. Once I've decided to give someone a chance to trust them, I will give them maybe a little bit of money, and, you know, I'll dip my toe in and see how they handle that before I go all in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta show me something first.
I feel you. And going back to what we just said about the working independently, it's like nowadays, record labels are like I put it like this. Record labels are like a jerry curl now. They're starting to be outdated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, who's signing their life away nowadays? Like the R. Kelly's in it. Because he doesn't own his masters. And like many other artists, you know, don't own their masters. They make them. Their hits are making hundreds of millions of dollars. But they ain't got a dime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's funny that now you get a chance to own your masters through, SoundCore, Sound Exchange, all these, you know, all these streaming platforms that you can put out your music. You're not going to make as much money, but you're going to make money, but not as much money as you are at a record label, but it's still your shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your shit, and then it's just like, that was dope. And like, it helped me keep into perspective too. Is like people forget that music is an art form.
Yeah.
Think about being a painter. Let's say you made all these great paintings, but you didn't own any of them.
Yeah.
You painted from your soul. You went through something. You painted this masterpiece, but this other guy who owns you, they took the painting, and then, you know, you don't own it. You don't get to keep it. You don't get to enjoy it. You make. You're a baker. You're a cook. You get to make all this food.
Yeah.
But it's not yours. Like, people don't give you the credit for it. And it's just like, I can't imagine being an artist not owning my music, my art, because I created that for my being. And it's just like, and I know there's some major record labels that are working out there that, you know, do this and that. Independent record labels tend to be more the way to go, but create your own label if you can. It's going to be longer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be harder. You're not going to make as much as fast, but when you do start making that million, it's all going to be yours.
Yeah, it's all yours.
It's all yours. So, are you in it for the long haul? Because what's better, making art and getting a bunch of money and then not owning any of your art and then eventually crashing, or making and owning everything and then slowly building up to an empire?
Yeah.
So we're gonna. That's another mindset that we've adopted.
And
being more patient and hustling, of course, but understand that it could take a little while. It's gonna take a little bit longer, but it'll work.
And we've done that. We started our own label. We got our own enterprises going on. That's how we put everything out. It's under Liability Studios.
Yep.
So, you were about to say Simón.
Simón? Yeah, we speak Spanish in Arizona.
Trilingual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, now, let's get a little bit more serious. Now, Claude, you was in a, in my career, you was in a coma, right?
Yes, I was.
How long was the coma?
The coma lasted for 5 weeks.
Wow.
From what I was told.
How old were you?
Say what?
How old were you when it happened?
Oh, I was 17 when this happened. Oh. So this was a while ago.
Okay. And what was it, a car accident or something like that?
Yeah, I was on foot walking to school, and I was run over by a car in the crosswalk.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah.
Did they ever catch the submission? Did it?
Yeah, and I got a settlement, which was fantastic, and then I blew it like a fantastic jackass because I was only 18 years old. I was 19 years old when I got my settlement money of like $80,000, and I blew it. And there is not a day that goes by that I don't regret that, but all I can do is move forward. So I'm going to make my own money this time with Liability Studios in Arizona.
Damn.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. man, that's fucking crazy. I saw that. I was like, damn, I'm fucking coma. That's fucking crazy. But damn.
It's a good little kid walking to school.
Just walking to school. Da 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 da. Bam. Damn.
I can't wait to learn math today. Bam. I'm scared. and the thing is, like, people go through tragedies all the time, but, like, he's one of the few people that I've met that, like, not only turned what happened to him to a blessing because he came out a whole new person and, like, he's got a whole new perspective, but he can laugh about it.
Yeah.
Like, we've been around people where he'll tell
And this kid learned from his experience. And, like,
And it's me that went through it, and I'm just looking at them getting all upset on my defense, and I'm like, lighten up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not in a coma today.
Right.
You gotta learn to laugh sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta learn, even in the most hardest times, if you can find just an ounce of humor, that'll open up so much positivity.
Yeah, you know, and I try to apply the same kind of principles to everything that happened to us out in Florida, you know? It's like, that was horrible, too.
That don't mean you gotta be laughing at funerals and shit, but...
I didn't say that, no.
No, not you. I'm just saying, like, for people listening, I gotta be responsible with what I say.
Right.
Oh, man. So, what do you guys think about this damn shutdown that's going on?
Government shutdown,
yeah.
I've honestly been waiting for something like this to happen for, like, 10 years? Not, like, excited waiting. Not, like, oh, man, I can't wait till they shut the government down. Just, like, thinking,
energy.
Just one day is going to happen.
And, you know, it's simply, I think my thoughts on that are, if you mishandle something long enough, it breaks, right?
Mm.
That's exactly what just happened.
Mm.
You can't just blame Trump for this. This is a multi-generational thing.
I want to just throw all the blame on Trump, and I am going to throw a lot of the blame currently on Trump, but it's a problem that's been growing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shut it down and see what happens. It's going to turn into the purge or something of the
missile.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I first saw the purge, I was like, I won't be surprised that actually happened in real life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's the scariest thought.
You know, these movies leave a little bit of subliminal messages at times. Like,
Yeah.
You know.
Even the most fiction movies have a bit of truth in them. They're all based on something that actually happened or could happen.
Yeah.
And like, The Simpsons were predicting Trump, like, years before it happened.
Yeah.
Like, that's some prophetic shit, man.
They were on some other shit. That's kind of
weird. Yeah, it is.
Heck yeah, man. It's like, you know, when he, like, first got into the White House, I was like, okay, he's going to do 4 years. Then I said, oh, they're going to peach his ass. I'm like, no, they're going to lock his ass up. They're going to lock his ass up. Then I'm like, man, they're going to mess around and shoot this motherfucker. God damn. You know, 21 days. I don't know what the hell going on.
Yeah.
Man.
I used to be a huge conspiracy theorist when I was younger, and I just kind of.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now I'm just like, you know what? What can I do with my life?
Eggs.
My life and the people around me in the world. What
Man.
Can I do?
Exactly.
Yeah, but music, my ability.
Yeah, that's
what we
do. Folks ain't doing. You know, there's so much, despite who's in the office, there's still so much that we can do as a people to make such dramatic change. We don't need politicians for as much as we think that we do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're supposed to focus. We need to focus. But at the same time, you know, that's kind of scary stuff.
Shut
down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter flying on, maybe a red dawn on it stuff in real life. You know?
Well, that's how I look at
it. You can't trust helicopters.
Go ahead.
What were you saying?
If you can't trust Bill Cosby, who can you trust?
Exactly. And you know, it's like politicians are like NASCAR drivers, man. They only in it for the race, man. They only in it for the sponsors. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they only get into their sponsors. Yeah, so, I mean, thank you guys for chatting with me, man. Tell everybody how can everyone follow you guys.
Okay, we are Rarezona, that's Rarezona. We got Instagram, we got Spotify's, we got the Facebooks, we got the YouTubes, we're getting the SoundCloud going.
iTunes,
Google,
Apple Music, Google Play,
and we don't have
Kindle, all that.
As far as Rarezona, we don't have too much release right now, because like I said, we've been sitting on, but we got like solo stuff, you know, Monsieur Iver, he's got his thing, and Metrics. You know.
And the shoot is that is my solo project. And for those who don't speak French, that is MONSIEUR HIVER. Monsieur Iver, it means Mr. Winter.
Age of Silence. Metric, MeTryx. You know, pretty much anywhere where social media music can be listened to, you can find us. And we'll be releasing further stuff this year. This year we're going to be making up a lot of time. So
we have so much coming out. We're about to be dropping that album that we've been working on for almost 2 years now. The Edition Yvette, it's the debut album from Rarezona. And then right after that, we've already got all this planned out. We've already got it all recorded and ready to go. We got like 5, 6, 10 more singles coming after the album. Then we got another album coming after that. I don't know how quickly we'll be able to get it out, but
Metric Edition.
Yep, Metric Edition.
Full length next year sometime, and in between that, more projects.
Yep, more singles.
Lab with us.
I'm gonna have a solo project dropping sometime in there.
Cool.
Also, you can find a lot of info at MonsieurYvette.com. One more time, that's MonsieurHiver.com. I have a mailing list. If you subscribe to that, you'll get all the Rarezona info, the metrics info, the liability info as well.
My website is down. The government shut it down. I'm just kidding.
We are dangerous. We are persons of interest. Trump is scared of us.
Yeah.
That's why they shut the government down and his website.
you know, it's like this. I'm like, okay, if the government shut down, is the FBI and CIA shut down too? You know, I'm just asking. Yeah. is all the feds shut down? No. Hey.
You know, right?
Yeah, I know, right? So, okay, another thing. Where are you guys performing next?
We were gonna have a release party for our project
for the album,
but we decided to just release the project and then just play as many shows as we can. So
yeah, we're just gonna be hopping on anything and everything we can. So expect a lot to be coming up.
Yeah. If you'll follow us, then you'll know when we're performing next. Well, we're gonna try to take it out of state too. You know,
yes,
to the
definitely,
Midwest.
Most definitely.
You know, we want to hit the Midwest, the East Coast.
Be going back to the study on Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Back to Colorado. If we go to Colorado, it'll probably be at Lincoln Town Station.
Lincoln something.
Something
Station.
Yeah. we're definitely going to be doing a lot. The best place to keep up to date, there's two good places to keep up to date on shows when we do announce and we're released, because there will be a lot coming up soon. I promise you that. One way is just go on to the Rarezona Facebook, because they'll all be announced, they'll all be on that. And it's literally just Rarezona. Type in Rarezona on Facebook. And then the other way is if you go to the Monsieur Yvette website, I have a live shows tab on my site, and all the Rarezona stuff, because I'm half of Rarezona, it'll all be on there as well. And if you subscribe to the mailing list, that'll, you know, I'll be sending out emails about that too. There's a lot of ways. But I think the easiest one's probably just Rarezona Facebook. Plus, you'll get all the videos. We're going to be dropping some videos and tracks, and yeah.
Cool. Can't wait. Appreciate once again, Chris, Claude, appreciate y'all. Rarezona. You know what I'm saying?
Rarezona.
Make sure y'all check them out, y'all. Now I'm here in the Midwest. You know, I bounce back and forth Chicago to Indianapolis. So, you know, whenever y'all come to Indianapolis, make sure y'all holler at me.
Absolutely.
Y'all holler at me.
Will do. Cannot wait.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I could be a cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm an all right guy. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We would love that. No. This is literally hands down the best interview we've had to date. Thank you so much.
Hey.
We appreciate it.
No problem. No problem, y'all. So, hey, make sure y'all check this interview out on Anchor.fm. Of course, it's going to be on Google Podcasts. It's going to be on Spotify. Thank you, guys. Catch y'all later, man.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank y'all, man. Thank you.
Merci.
Right.
Dans les gangs, venir de notre côté, ouais, où le soleil brûle le plus fort. Et les jeux pensent un jour me changer. Hein, on se lève chaque matin, bref, ton aimant, c'est le pouvoir pour le changement. La vie nos mains, ça c'est la chance. Profitez du temps si tu veux être un géant. Arrête le blog et sois comme moi, sois comme moi. Ratata, on restera sous le job dans les étoiles et magasins. Fume tes nuages, j'ai fait l'histoire si grande au fait. Never heard an American who raps like a French, but people tell me not to, but I will never quit. When I'm down, I'm in luck and I feel like shit. I just throw a mental game that I feel so fresh. But you gotta understand how this is for me. Je n'en ai rien à foutre de ton avis. Find it hard to comprehend, best get a dictionnaire. Je change pas pour ça, je suis un visionnaire. Je suis juste l'envie que je le coupe sous ma vie. Que je fais le modestie, soit encore me prise. Que je vole en France, tous les jours m'est dit. Ouais, ouais, j'm'en gars, l'American King. Passe-moi le microphone, allo, what's up, on erreur, zone.
Allo, what's up, res on another come up. Fire in the kitchen like we about to burn up. Can't forget to mention that it's time to turn up. Keep my circle tanning like I barely no trust. I walk up to the scene like I don't give a what. 24, 7, 3, 65, team, no sleep like deep throat. We know we gon' bust. I feel like music is lacking something. It's like they think a mad shit is whack or something. Every now and again I wanna take it back. Nigga rap, they go mad on a track like I'm a jack or something. What's that sound? The sound of murder rubber as we head westbound on another mission. Spreading our vision, and light in the bright in the minds of our children. Is there something missing? Who isn't say no? Or yes, do we really have to guess? Could it really be a test of the special? Get test from the rest of the rest. You can bet we won't ever not win. Wait, hold up, I'm on my wave like I'm trying to say aloha. America gon' lose controller, and the only thing I'm thinking on is the moolah. But it's more than that, and it's more than rap, and I'm more than fast. I never lack, I'm a crack, so get back, watch your back, or you act. Don't relax, never relax. Ballistic in my nature when I snap and react. Be around zone, and we own the. Come on, nigga feeling ill, we don't live a trip. And we don't really need to have a gimmick or a dealer. Popping every other pill to get a deal.
Hello. 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 What's up? Passe-moi le microphone. Hello. What's up? On erreur, zone. Hello. What's up? Passe-moi le microphone. Hello. What's up? On erreur, zone. Hello. What's up? Passe-moi le microphone. Hello. What's up? On erreur, zone. Hello. What's up? Passe-moi le microphone. Hello. What's up? On erreur, zone. Hello. What's up? Passe-moi le microphone. Hello. What's up? On erreur, zone.